You're listening to an Ada's Books podcast.
Welcome to Parenting and Bonding with Children's Books. Each Tuesday in our Facebook community, we go live to chat with a children's book author about the magic of books. Each book and author was chosen with you and your children in mind. So please, sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's Author Spotlight. Hello, everybody. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, depending on where you are and what time it is. I just wanted to stop by and say hello. This is quite a different format than we've had here in the past. If you've been rocking with us from episode number one, or if you just heard any of the episodes previously, you know that we are an interview style podcast where we sit down with the authors of children's books to find out their why behind the books. And I just wanted to come and talk to you guys about the purpose of the podcast and where we are going in the foreseeable future. Right? So when we first started the podcast, my whole reason behind it, so we already had the Facebook community. And the Facebook community is a place for parents to come together and to talk about their concerns around parenting. It was built for busy moms, but grew into a space for parents who were all working on raising good humans. And we'll get back to that. Raising good humans a little bit later. So the purpose was for parents to come together, be able to talk about those things, and to be able to talk about what books they're reading in their homes, what they're working on with their kids, and how books are helping the process. And I felt that it was important to hear from the authors of the books that we're choosing and introduce some new books that we could use as tools in our homes. So, starting the journey, we've been speaking to mainly indie authors. Some have been published by big publishing houses, but mostly indie authors, and they've been new books, mostly new to our community. So in talking to the authors, we began to discover new ways to use these books, right? Because you pick up a book to read to your child, and a lot of times you pick it up and you read it and you're like, oh, this book is great. Maybe we'll read it again. Or my kid laughed really hard. Maybe we'll read it when we need something funny or when they pick it. But we use books as tools in our group, and that's always been my whole thing, and that's what I've used to help in the rearing of my son, Aiden, who's 7, and you guys probably heard his voice in the beginning of this podcast. We quickly learned that these books can be used in a multitude of ways. So we pick up a book, say, on kindness, and we can use it to model compassion. We can use it to model what friendships look like. We can use it if it's based around a family. We can use it to model what families may look like. Differences between families in a book and our family. We can look at different things in any book and use those to help have conversations with our kids. And that's where we get into the bonding with them, because when we read a book, reading a book is one experience on its own, right? Like, it's magical. You tap into a whole nother world if you're in the right mindset when you approach a read aloud or when you read a book on your own, you know? You're in a whole nother world when you're reading that book. But when you couple that book reading or that read aloud with a discussion with your child, you're opening up the pathways to be able to bond with them and to be able to use the book to have a more in-depth discussion, right? And to be able to get to know your child and for your child to get to know you. So let me give you an example of what that looks like if you don't already know. So you may read a book where the character is frustrated, right? Oftentimes I pick up a book with Aiden and the character in the book is very frustrated. And upon first glance, we're just waiting for the frustration to be over. Like, okay, the character's frustrated, but you know the book is not going to end like this. So what's next? What's coming next, right? And you can get into that character's story and stay in that character's world. Or you can use it as an opportunity to say to your child, you know, there was a time that I was really frustrated. And this is what happened, and this is what I did. Have you ever been really frustrated like that? And you will be surprised, even if you save the question till the end. But I mean, when you're reading a book to your kid and it's good, how often can you get through the whole book without them interrupting with questions and comments and, oh, look at that. And, oh, that was funny. You know, it's very rare that we get through a full book and we don't hear comments. So anyway, so when you begin to ask questions, open-ended questions, and you begin to share things about yourself and ask them to share about them, it becomes a whole nother experience where we're wrapped up in not only the world that's being presented to us in the book, but we're also getting to know our child in the process, and they're getting to know us. And those are their foundations of bonding. And that is what helps to raise good humans, because a big piece of raising good humans is setting the foundation for conversation. So in our community, we often ask questions and we pose them to, like, we posed a question, what was this, 2 or 3 weeks ago to the community. So for you all, this was a question to the group. So for you all in the group with older kids, what advice would you give to people with younger kids? And so much of it was on communication, increasing the level of communication, making sure they're feeling comfortable talking to you, making sure that they're talking to you about this, making sure they're willing to tell you this. And many times when we just approach them without a tool, depending on our communication level or communication style, we could come across as preachy and they don't want to listen to us. But when we speak to them through somebody else's experience in a book, it allows them to see that other people are going through it as well. And this is why mommy or daddy are talking to me about this. This is why. It's not all about me. They're talking to me through a story. And then the more we have conversation with them about the book or around the books, the more comfortable they feel speaking to us. And that's the magic. And that is the whole reason for the group and for the podcast. And for basically anything that we do under the name of Aiden's Books. Because for those of you that don't know, I started Aiden's Books to share our reading journey. But it was more so to keep myself accountable, to keep reading to him and use the books as tools. Because I, as a single mother, did not know if I had what I needed inside of me in order to care for all of his emotional needs and those things that we are told a father needs to be in a house to be able to handle. So I started to look for books that had all these different themes that may not occur to me on a daily basis, or that I was too tired to think of, that I could use in order to have those conversations with him, right? And before, I was using books as tools. I mean, we always read. I've been reading to Aiden since he was in the womb. But before I started looking at books as tools, I was using this other method where I had a sticky note. Don't laugh at me, guys, but let me know. I don't know how you guys are listening to this. There are so many different ways to listen to a podcast these days. But if you are able to leave comments, let me know what you guys, you know, because there are so many things as parents that we want to make sure we do. And this is something I want to make sure I did. And it might sound crazy, but I had sticky notes, and I also had in my calendar, it was like an all day event in my calendar for each day. So Monday was kindness. Tuesday was to remind him that Jesus loved him. Wednesday was, you know, something else. And so be a friend, how to be a friend, be kind to somebody. So we had a different theme for every day of the week, and I would always make sure that I said at least one thing about that theme before I dropped him at school. So it would be the morning conversation, or it would just be real quick. Son, I just want to remind you that you are amazing. Thursday was that he's amazing. Because you think as a parent that you have all the time in the world to say these things. But if we sit back and we think about, like, over the past week as a busy parent, I don't know what your life looks like, right? I'm interested to know, but some of you I may never speak to. I hope that's not the case, but it's the truth, right? So I'm a single mom. I work full time and I do the books. I wouldn't even say on the side. It's a passion of mine. So I talk to parents about books, quite often. But so I work full time. I'm a single mom. I have a young son. He's in virtual schooling. And if I look back over the week, just the conversations we've had, not prompted by a book, to tell him he's amazing, to remind him to be kind, to remind him to be a good friend, there are few and far in between. But having those sticky notes in the beginning was an intentional move, right? And then having the books now is also very intentional, okay? Because when you select books, and a well-chosen book can give you the conversation, can give you the words that you need to speak to your child. Because that's another thing. We spend all day adulting, right? And then we come home and we have to, speak to a child at their level. Not that we were, being condescending, or we're talking down to our child, or we don't think they can understand complex words, because the more you read to them, the more complex words they can understand, right? But we want to make sure that they get it. And we want to be at a place where we can be able to take in how they are perceiving a situation. Because we often forget that their way of looking at something is so different than the way we look at it. Like, so a simple example, I'm from New Jersey. And I spent a lot of time in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And in Philadelphia, there are in downtown, downtown, like where the Galleria is what they call it, there are so many pigeons. Like, there are pigeons everywhere. Like, everywhere you step, there's a pigeon. And I forgot about that. Until, like, you take it for granted, you just get used to it. And then I was watching something with Aiden, and now we're in Dallas and we don't see pigeons. And he was so amazed at the number of pigeons he saw, like, grouped together in this movie. And he was just completely amazed, and it was like, I think I took for granted, like, the wow moments that kids have, like the things that kids experience, how they look at them, the wonder that, that they still have, that as adults we begin to lose, and oftentimes when we come home from work after a long day, and work can be stressful and we've been adulting all day, we lose the ability to be able to appreciate that sense of wonder, okay? But when we pick up a children's book and we're mindful about it, we put down our phone and we create space for it, those 5 to 10 minutes that it takes to read a book opens up that wonder for us. So it'll take us on a journey along with our kids that we otherwise would not have went to if we had not opened a book. Oh my gosh, I just thought about reading Rainbow. I don't want to mess up the words, but that just made me think of reading Rainbow, guys. So, yes. So I think I went on a whole tangent, but if you guys are still there. So that's where the group came from, the podcast came from, trying to find out the true intention behind the books. And then, so I said, you know, where the podcast will go, we will still do interviews with the authors. But I also have a lot of parents that are asking questions that they should be asking, that I want to be able to answer. When do we start reading chapter books? How long do I need to read to my child for it to be effective? What questions should I be asking? What should I look for in a good book? How do I find good books? Why is it important to choose? Or why do people say it's important to choose awarded books, Caldecott Medal books? And why, you know, why are these things important? Why should I look for alliteration and rhyme and things like that? You know, what books should my child be reading at their age? And can I read above their level? I want to answer those questions. And so that's what I'm going to open the podcast up for. I'm going to open it up to begin to share those things and to help to answer questions. And I'm not going to have the answer for everything, but I promise you I will find the answer and I will share it here. So thank you all. Thank you all for listening so far as we have met 11, 12 authors so far. And we will continue to meet new authors, and we'll also have a space to share some much needed information for parents and hopefully offer more insight to authors, because they do. Some of them tell their own stories, but, you know, others also do a lot of research to find out what kids are looking for, what parents are looking for in books. So hopefully this will be a resource, you know, for authors as well. All right. So while we're talking about what the podcast has been before and what it is now, I just want to make mention to you rock stars who we call our bookmates out there who have been rocking with us for some time, or maybe you just found us and you left a review, because we have some wonderful, wonderful reviews on the podcast here. And I just want to shout out some people. So we have Katie here who listens via Podchaser. And she says, I absolutely love this podcast. Quinn is so good at creating a wonderful and interesting podcast with great guests and good conversations about how parents can use books as tools to help their children with important life lessons. She gets it, guys. She says, I tune in every week. The overall message of the podcast is so important and can be such a great tool for parents. I love and recommend this podcast to all parents and book lovers. Oh, I love that. Thank you so much, Katie. Thank you so much. And I want to be clear, I've read these all before, but they touch my heart every single time. And I want to make sure that I shout out you guys who have been listening and have reviewed. So I have T here. And she gave us a 5-star review. She's listening via Apple Podcasts. And she says, great listen, highly recommend. I truly enjoy this podcast. I'm not a parent, but a sister and aunt. Wonderful, who enjoys bonding with my brothers and now can use books to bond as well as adventures. The authors featured are great and give very good insight on their books. And the host does great research and asks very good questions that the audience really wants to know. Keep up the good work. Thank you, T. Thanks for listening. We have Yvonne, who tunes in via CastBox, and she is responding specifically to the podcast that we did, the author spotlight with Patika Tave. And she wrote the books Beautiful As You Are and Brilliant As You Are. I love the Beautiful As You Are podcast. She says, so many powerful nuggets. Not to give the episode away, but I love the first tips that Quinn gave about uplifting her son so he knows what to take away with him when he is not with mom. I also loved everything that Patika Tave said. So what a powerful episode. Thank you, Yvonne. And then we have Terrence. He says 5 stars. He's listening via Podchaser. He says, most informative. Love the authors, the books, and very easy to follow. Keep up the great work. Thank you so much, Terrence. And so this person did not leave a name. They're listening from Apple Podcasts, and her name is Mama Needs Help. Well, thank you for listening. That's what we're here for all the parents that need help. So she says, awesome ideas and books to bond with our kiddos. I have loved listening to the podcast and hearing the authors' hearts and creativity behind their stories. The ideas and books have been so helpful in finding great books for my kids to read and fun ideas or applicable practices in helping me parent my child. The books have covered important topics such as bullying, the magic in words, setting our kids up with life skills, superpowers for overactive brains, and so much more. I highly recommend this podcast for any parent wanting help in raising successful kids and learning important lessons through books. Thank you so much, Mama Needs Help. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And I'll read a couple more here. So we have Linda, who says, I love the Aiden's Books podcast. It's a great resource for parents to find that just right book. Yeah, to find that just right book to connect with their child. The dialogue between host and author is very educational. The author and the stories that the host chooses to highlight really can help one to become better at handling challenging issues at any age. Keep up the good work. Aiden, what a cute kid to boot. Thank you so much. Thank you all for your reviews. I'll read some more the next time I come on here. I really appreciate you guys listening and leaving your comments. It's really, really special to me. It really warms my heart. And I do this for the parents and, more importantly, the kids. You know, it's really a blessing to be able to be here and talk to you all about something that I've always been so passionate about, and now talk to people about how it can help their children. So thank you so much. So the next thing we'll talk about is the giveaway we're doing. And I talked to you all in the beginning about the purpose of the group is to help parents raise good humans, right? Because that is what we all want to do. We all want to raise good humans. So I just want to take you guys, and I will post the link to the giveaway inside of the comments, right? But I'll also tell you where to find it so you can quickly locate it yourself. So if you go to app.aidensbooks.com. Again, that's app.aidensbooks.com. You will come to the giveaway page, and it is the ultimate Raising Good Humans book giveaway. And it is a series from our Mindful Child series. It's 6 books in total. I'll just quickly go over each book. They are activity books for young people to help them work through complex emotions. So there's 6 of them. There's Letting Go, Be Positive, No Worries, Hello Happy, Be Brave, and Stay Strong. So those are the 6. These are age-appropriate exercises and activities, again, that are designed to help our children tackle complex emotions. I would say you can start with these books at about age 5, right? So I often talk about reading and working with Aiden above his level. So I often read books above Aiden's reading level. And if I come across activities that are above his level, I just make sure I'm working with him a bit more closely. So the packaging on these books says ages 8 and up. But if you're working with your children through these activity books, then you can definitely start younger. I started working with the book Be Brave and Be Positive when Aiden was almost 6, and we worked on those together. So these books were actually put together. They were crafted with the assistance of a child and family psychotherapist. And these are just a series of a wonderful resource for helping our children regulate emotions and learning how to deal. And they will give us tools to use in the future. And that's the big thing about the podcast, the group, or any other platform that we're on, giving us tools to help them deal with these difficult emotions that they may be feeling along the way. So I would love for you guys to go to the website. I'll post it also in the description of the podcast and also on our website, which will come up as a blog post. I'll post a link to it there as well. Now, I'm going to be completely transparent with you guys. The purpose of this giveaway is to get our message out there. So we're all about the books, but we're also about spreading the message of the importance of bonding with our children through children's books. I come across so many different parents. Some are just as passionate or more passionate about books than I am. And some had a passion for books when they were younger, or maybe they didn't. And they just haven't quite gotten to the point where they're looking at books as a tool to use with their kids. And some parents are not reading to their kids at all. So I really want to help spread the message of the importance of books. And so when you enter the giveaway, you'll enter your email address, and then it'll take you to a page that allows you to share. And every action that is on that share page, so say it'll say, follow us on Instagram and you get 10 points, or share this Instagram post to your stories and tag us and you'll get 20 points. Everything that I'm asking you to share is something to benefit other parents and their children. And so on our Instagram, which you can find us at aidensbooks.com, if you're not following us, go ahead and follow us and let me know that where you're from. So send us a message. We check our DMs quite often. So we share a lot of tips on our Instagram page. So the posts that you get points for sharing from our Instagram page for your stories are all tips: how to make time to read to your children, how to keep your kiddos engaged in story time. So I'm not asking you guys to share anything that is not going to help the next person. So check the giveaway out. I'm encouraging you to share, and the giveaway is set up to encourage you to share as well. Do you know why? Because when you share, if you share with someone who ends up winning the grand prize, you win too. That's right. So there could be two grand prize winners. So if you enter the giveaway and you just happen to win, right, then you win on your own. But if you share it with somebody that uses your referral link and they win, then you win as well. So you don't have to feel like, well, I'm not sharing this with anybody. I want to win all to myself. Because if you refer somebody, then they win too. So please be encouraged to share. There's a great video on YouTube that I did that shows why we're doing the giveaway and what the purpose of our platform is for. So make sure you check that video out. I'll link that here as well. And that's all I have. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoy the new format of the podcast. I hope it's helpful to so many parents. If you guys have any questions, please let us know. You can reach us at hi@aidensbooks.com. Again, that's hi@aidensbooks.com. Or you can find us you can send us a message on Instagram. We're everywhere, guys. We're everywhere. And all the links will be in the description of the podcast. Thank you so much and have a great day. And as Aiden would say, keep reading and catch you on the flip side. Bye.